Piney Woods, but this land is not being cultivated. Mm-hmm. The old ponds is where they come up at. Mm-hmm. Damp ponds.
Speaking of Piney Woods, when you were young, did you ever see these long hogs that used to live in the woods?
Nothing wild, you mean? No, I never had. Well, they had a razorback, they call them.
Razorback?
Yes, that's what they call them. They were long and skinny. And then,
they never called them Piney Woods rooters?
Piney Woods rooters and razorbacks, that's what they were.
The same thing.
And all the peanuts they had when they panned a few peanuts in the corn for the hogs. They didn't plant them big, you know. Just would put a few peanuts in the between the rows of corn, and that's what they'd plant those with the hogs to root.
I see.
But they don't do that anymore now. They plant the peanuts, and that's a big crop here.
I've seen 100 trailers of peanuts going in around here this past week.
Wet Sunday, night and all this Sunday. Just keep going in.
You can smell it in the air when you drive along.
And they're all over here. Oh, yes, falling all around my house here. The burning peanut hulls down there, coming all over the, it's ruined paint on your house and everything.
Right. I wanted to ask you, when you were younger, did they call them peanuts or did they call them something else?
They got several names, ground peas and goobers ground peas and goobers, that's about all I believe I can say.
And choofers are something else.
Yeah, that's not a peanut. That's not in a hull. That's just a little old nut grows in the ground.
Mostly for hogs, is it?
Yeah, that's what they're planted for. They don't have hair though being planted for. Mm-hmm.
Getting back to these bugs, some other names here. A bug that flies around and lets off light at night.
That's called a lightning bug.
And
you know they've done away with them around here mostly from this insecticide and poison, they're killing poison cotton. And like that, you know, we have planes running around getting that every day now, poison cotton. And the poison peanuts and all that. That stuff, I believe is about eradicated those lightning bugs.
Somebody else was telling me that he thought the poisons were...
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. They see the poisonous cotton with these airplanes. They go over my house every morning. That's down right there on top, hitting some crops close by here. And just a few days ago, my wife spoke up and said, that's a lightning bug. First one I've seen, and I don't know when. Mm-hmm. But they used to be just everywhere at night.
Thousands.
Yeah, oh yeah, but now this is
kind of rad,
rad to see one.
If it kills a lightning bug, you hope it doesn't do human beings too much good, I suppose.
Well, I don't know it's ever hurt any of them, I don't reckon, but the lightning bug is nothing like as strong as a human being.
Yeah.
I wish it'd kill the darn flies.
Yes, that's fine.
The mosquitoes, they're bad out on this time of year with so much rain we've had.
Yeah. What do you call the little thing that's supposed to catch mosquitoes? It's about this long and it's got two wings on each side. Very filmy wings. I don't see too many around here. Farther south, I saw a lot of them.
They kind of fly around. Cedar hawk or something like that?
Cedar hawk.
I think that's what they call.
You ever call that a snake doctor?
No, I never heard of that. They call them mosquito hawks and these, see these bull bats, things like that flying around? They catch them too, I think, mosquitoes.
Does bull bats fly in the day, somebody
no,
said?
No, they start about late in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's true. The bug that builds a nest out of dirt under your...
That's an old dirt dollar. Sort of like a wasp. Looks like a wasp.
Do they sting like a wasp?
I imagine so, but they don't hardly ever see many of those, not as much as used to.
I suppose a father has big ears, and his son has big ears. Or the father has a bad temper, and the boy has a bad temper. What do you say about the boy? You say he, does he resemble his father, or he